Hello and welcome to the final episode of Heart First with Jess King. Not because this podcast is truly ending, we are expanding, and I am so thrilled to co-host Heart First with a dear friend and sister soul. We are currently recording episodes that will be available on YouTube and every other major podcast platform beginning Wednesday, January 31st. Wherever you are in the world. The new podcast will be called Heart First with Ifoma and Jess. I'm going to actually wait and you'll meet her and you're just going to love her. I don't really want to do because, you know, in the past I've done these interviews and I really, 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 really enjoy doing them. And Ifoma and I will do those with other amazing people for sure in this new podcast. But I want to wait, perhaps create a little bit of suspense regarding this new podcast launch. We just this week are recording episodes for it and we are both thrilled. I deeply in my heart and in my soul and in my mind and every cell, all of my bodies, I feel and know this new podcast will bring healing to many people. And it will be a space of community, of support, where, you know, we will be discussing all sorts of things, largely having to do with consciousness and healing and life in 3D. As most of us know already, we're going through this massive transition on the planet and there's a lot of chaos. We all know this. We all, you know, turn on the news, read a paper. I mean, it's just, there is a lot, there's a lot out there, and there is more than ever, I believe, a need for community, for spaces where even if we're not all in the same room, and goodness knows, I wish we were, and I wish this was a talk show, maybe that will one day come to be. But for now, I think having a conversation with another beautiful soul, we have a lot in common and a lot different, you know, different backgrounds, different perspectives. But we speak the same language and we both share the intention of awakening love on the planet and this interest in the soul and consciousness. We've both, you know, been on this journey for a while and I'm sure we have a lot to share energetically and just uplifting the vibration of an audience. I feel like there's such deep, deep value and importance in keeping our frequencies high. And I personally can share that, and I know I'm far from unique, probably all of you, we're riding a lot of waves right now. It is challenging being a human being, and we are all brave souls for choosing to incarnate at this time during this massive awakening that is happening. And, you know, there will continue to be chaos in 3D. 2024 is going to be an incredible year for those of us who are prioritizing our healing, who are going within, who are, you know, doing the work. I don't really like calling it the work, but who are going within, who are seeking expansion, who are seeking to heal and to do the shadow work, to delve into different healing modalities, whatever. And these, the journey can be different and is likely to be different for each one of us because each of our personal circumstances and our lives as human beings and our experiences, you know, is unique. But this sharing, is so important to me and I know to Ifoma, and, I believe it will really be in the highest good of every single one of us. And it's why I'm here right now recording this. So yes, thank you so much for listening to this podcast over the years. I know I have not been the most diligent. I went through periods of extreme productivity and then completely, disappearing because I was working on this album for a few years, back and forth between Europe and LA. And, I'll tell you that story another time if you're interested, but you know, everything happens for a reason. I more than ever, and just as I'm saying this, I'm literally looking at a hat, that says Los Angeles, that is hanging on something in my living room. And all I can read on it is the angel from Los Angeles, the angel and the S. The E is missing because of a crease in the hat. And I'm like, can always feel the spiritual support. There's so much. We all have access to it. So let's just keep on doing our best, you know, cry, feel, get angry, whatever those feelings are, allow yourself to experience them. No feelings are good or bad. They just are. And when we allow ourselves to feel them, we truly allow ourselves to heal. When we repress them, when we avoid them, when we try and mute them, you know, through all different vices, not just, you know, really like social media is one of them, right? When you go onto your social media, well, this is a whole other episode. So I'm going to try and stay on subject right now. But the more we do the work, yeah, the more we go within, the more we recognize our divinity. Each one of us is divine. And the more we tap into our superpowers, the more we question things. And I'm not talking about, you know, blind conspiracy theory. Oh, this person said this or this. No, like ask yourself questions. You know, when you begin to meditate, when you commit to practices of self-care and consciousness, when you follow where your heart is guiding you, when you truly wake up and choose to detach from the matrix that is, you know, these programs that keep us entrapped, that separate us from one another, that, you know, encourage fear. Fear is everywhere and that's not going anywhere. But what we can do is focus on love, focus on peace, focus on what we can do in our everyday. And it doesn't mean we're not going to get triggered. It doesn't mean that, you know, relationships aren't going to change. Doesn't mean that it's going to be all love and light, because life is not all love and light. That's why we are courageous souls, for having chosen, because we chose this before we incarnated in this lifetime. We chose to be here. And if you're listening to this podcast now, I am sure you are here to help awaken. Both to awaken, and as you awaken, you are helping other people awaken. And the power of that, the power of energy, the power of that, how that extends across the collective is something far beyond our comprehension. And it's beautiful, and it's divine, and it's amazing. And we are moving as a planet into this higher frequency Earth, this fifth dimensional frequency of that is based on universal love. And it's happening. And I certainly never would have imagined how horrific, you know, events would need to take place on the planet for people to wake up. But the reality is the vast, vast, vast majority of people are asleep and highly programmed and not questioning things and not going in. And that's their journey. I'm not here to judge that or criticize that. Everyone has a unique path and it's all valid. I'm not going to say that I haven't been triggered by the anger and, you know, some correspondences that I've had and things I've experienced, and I'm sure many of you have also, that is part of being human as well. So again, it's finding out how to feel, to acknowledge what's coming up, to look at your triggers, and also to always, no matter what, sometimes we need to set boundaries. I learned about that this morning. I had a correspondence with someone who I just ultimately realized that it was not in my highest good to continue this correspondence. Even though I see the good and I see this person, I see the unhealed in this person, and I know that this person was reacting with anger and that that's not really who they are. But it's like, I'm also not here to bend and break my heart over and over again to no avail, because it won't. I just could see, you know, sometimes you just know this really isn't worth all the energy and effort. So after feeling all the things that I felt this morning, and I acted with integrity and I acted with confidence and I was my true self. And I don't know about you, but for me, I'm just realizing that deep down, as we recognize our divinity, it's not that we don't make mistakes or anybody's perfect, but I know my intention and I know who I am. And I know that I want to share love and peace with the world, and not everyone's going to understand that or believe that, or want to acknowledge that when it isn't in alignment with what they believe. And that's all okay. So just learning how to be a human right now, like learning how to be a happy human, happy, healthy, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. That is success, right? That is a real accomplishment at this time. You know, leading from love is a real accomplishment. It is so valuable right now. When I launched this podcast, Heart First, in 2019, I was not nearly as conscious as I am now, although I'd been unconsciously conscious, as I like to say, for a very long time, like many people. And what I'm learning is, you know, the power of creating community, finding spaces where you feel supported matters. And that's what I wish to create, to continue to create with Heart First. So please join us. January 31st will be the first episode. We recorded our first one yesterday and we're already like, oh my gosh, that felt like, you know, 5 minutes. Can we record another one? And we're in different time zones. We're 7 hours apart now. And in a few months, Ifoma is moving to Korea. So we're going to be, well, no, I guess we'll be six hours in a different direction. We're, you know, dealing with, you know, different time zones in our, we're figuring it out. And it's really beautiful. And I'm so excited to share it with you. Please join us as you wish. And regardless, just sending you so much love, gratitude, and beautiful energy from here in Paris. I'm Jess King. Thank you for listening to the last episode of Heart First with Jess King. And get excited because this is going to grow and it's going to be so awesome. And I literally have chills as I'm saying that because I feel it. I feel so called to this as much as I feel called to my music. And perhaps in this very moment, because it involves, it just feels like it will be energetically so wonderful. Like it is as important to me as anything right now. All right. I love you with peace, blessings, and a full heart full of faith. I'm wishing you everything you're dreaming of always, and I'm always rooting for you. We are getting through this together. We are walking each other home, as Ram Dass once said, and you are doing better than you think. And please give yourself credit and know you are wonder-full, F-U-L-L. I like that word better than wonderful. Okay, big kiss. Love you. Bye.